up and worship him this morning, please. Father, we are here. Depths of your mercy and love and grace. Thank you for the call.
Gracias por el llamado.
We are called out of this world unto you.
Somos llamados fuera de este mundo hacia ti.
Called to be saints.
Llamados a ser santos.
Called to be sanctified by your blood.
Santificados por tu sangre.
Filled with your spirit.
Lleno con tu espíritu.
Hope you gave us eyes to see.
Nos has dado ojos para ver.
And you gave us ears to hear.
Y oídos para escuchar.
We have so much to thank you for.
Tenemos tanto para agradecerte.
This resurrection morning,
este día de resurrección,
is not one day in a year, it's a life.
No es un día en el año, es una vida.
Even as the Apostle Paul said, to know you in the power of
así
your resurrection.
Pablo dice, conocerte en el poder de tu resurrección.
And Father, we can say thank you.
Y Padre, podemos decir gracias.
Because by your grace we do.
Por tu gracia lo hacemos.
Love you so much.
Te amamos tanto.
We love what you are.
Amamos lo que tú eres.
We love what you say.
Amamos lo que tú dices.
We love what you do.
Y lo que tú haces.
You're beautiful in our hearts.
Tú eres hermoso en nuestros
corazones.
We
would love more than anything to see you exalted.
Te miramos más que a cualquier
cosa. And lifted up and glorified.
Te levantamos, Señor,
in every one of our skins here.
Cada una de nuestras pieles aquí.
So that's our prayer even this morning.
Es nuestra oración aún en esta
mañana. Commit the service now into your hands.
Ponemos el servicio ahora en tus manos.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
En el nombre del Señor Jesucristo.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks. You may be seated.
Gracias. Se pueden sentar.
Nice to hear your trumpet, Brother Paul. God bless you. Yeah.
Sí.
Amen.
Amen.
Good to see everybody. We
Pero
have a
mirarlos a todos.
Family from Saskatoon. Nice
Tenemos
to see you.
Familia de Saskatoon.
Brother, what was your name again? Huh? So nice to have you. And his wife,
bueno,
I think, is in the
esposa.
Nursery, right? Yeah, they're just traveling through and stopped in.
Viajando y pararon.
Thank you, Lord.
Y gracias al Señor.
Sister Beatty, nice to see you. God
Hermana
bless you.
Hermana Viridiana, bueno mirarte. Dios
yeah.
te bendiga.
Everyone as well.
Todos
huh?
también.
Okay.
Está bien.
A little bit of a strange Easter message, probably, but we're going to continue. We're going to continue in Hebrews chapter 4
en Hebreos 4,
on rest.
En descanso.
And you say, well, what's that have to do with the resurrection? Everything, actually. So,
entonces,
there's a thing that we see in Scripture.
Que miramos en Escritura.
That revelation is given a little bit at a time.
Revelación es dado un poco a poco.
And even as we see the Lord Jesus with his disciples,
aunque miramos al Señor Jesús con sus discípulos,
they didn't understand and they didn't see.
Ellos no lo entendían ni lo miraban.
And most of the things they didn't understand and they didn't see while he was...
La mayoría de las cosas que no entendían o miraban.
Well, they were walking with him in the days of his flesh.
Estaban caminando con él en el día de su carne.
Hi, Daniel.
Hola, Daniel.
Sister Ann, God bless you.
Okay,
so let's. I'm going to go through some scriptures here
voy a pasar a
to look at these things.
Aquí.
Let's open our Bibles to
Vamos
Luke chapter 9.
Lucas, número 9,
43. We'll use this for a text, so would you
Vamos
stand with me? Okay, Luke 9. Okay, and the background here is the Lord Jesus
aquí está el Señor Jesús.
Had done many miracles.
Ha hecho muchos milagros.
He had just fed the 5,000.
Acababa de alimentar a los 5,000.
He is transfigured before his disciples.
Delante de sus
he
discípulos.
Heals a lunatic, so there's a lot of wonderful
y él
things.
Sanó muchos locos, muchas cosas maravillosas.
Okay, and so the disciples see all this.
Y los discípulos miraron todo esto.
But they don't really understand what's going on.
Pero ellos realmente no entendían,
okay, so we're going to read verse 43
so,
to 45.
Vamos a leer el versículo 43 al 45.
And all they were all amazed at the mighty power of God.
Y todos se admiraban de la grandeza de Dios.
Okay, but look at this.
Pero mira esto.
But while they wondered, everyone at the things which Jesus did,
y maravillóse todas las cosas que hacía.
So they're still wondering, what's this all about?
He
said to his disciples, okay, let these sayings sink down into your ears. For the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men.
Verse
45, would you read it out loud with me? But they understood not this saying, and it was hid from them that they perceived it not, and they feared to ask him of that saying. Thanks,
mas ellos no entendían estas palabras, pues estaban para que no las entendieran y temían preguntarle.
So I think one
palabras.
Thing that is important for all of us
creo que una cosa importante para todos nosotros
is to say,
es decir,
you know, I don't have all the answers.
No tengo todas las respuestas.
I don't. There's a lot of things I can't give you an answer to.
Hay muchas cosas que no puedo yo darles respuesta.
Okay, but I know whom I believed.
Pero yo conozco a quien yo
okay.
he creído.
Now, nothing could have swayed them from following Jesus.
Nada los podía desviar de seguir a
Jesús. Even though they didn't understand it all,
a pesar que no lo entendían todo,
they saw him and there was something so captivating
algo captivándolos
in his presence
en su presencia,
that just being near him
solo estando cerca de
drew
él,
them. And when he spoke,
y cuando él habló,
they couldn't understand what
no
he was talking about.
Entender de lo que él estaba hablando.
Okay.
Está bien.
Now listen
Ahora,
to me.
Escúcheme.
Verse 44, go there again.
44, regresa ahí.
The Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men.
El Hijo del Hombre será entregado en manos de los hombres.
Now what's so hard to understand about that?
¿O qué tan difícil es entender eso?
That a difficult saying?
Es un dicho
does that college, does that require a college degree to understand those words?
Un grado de colegio.
Okay, but who's he talking to?
¿A quién le estaba hablando?
Okay, what did they know of the scripture?
¿Qué conocían ellos de la escritura?
They knew the part that they knew.
Ellos conocían la parte que
they
ellos
knew
conocían.
The Old Testament.
Conocían el Viejo Testamento.
Okay, tell me what
dígame,
in the Old Testament.
En el Viejo Testamento,
what would they anybody referring in any kind of way to human sacrifice?
¿Dónde estaban ellos de en alguna manera que hablaban decía que tenía que haber
would have been abhorrent, right?
Pudo hacer
disgusting to them.
Algo no bueno para ellos.
So when he's saying this, here I am,
so cuando él está
and
diciendo,
I'm going to be delivered over into to the hands of men.
A las manos de los hombres.
Well, what in the world does that mean?
Bueno, ¿qué carajo okay, eso significa?
But that's not it. We'll go. Let's go to another scripture.
Vamos a otra escritura.
And let's go to chapter 18.
Vamos a Lucas 18.
And this is a different scenario here.
Y este es un escenario diferente.
And in chapter 18, he's.
Capítulo 18.
It's not so much coming out of signs and wonders and miracles.
No tanto de salir de maravillas y señales.
But.
Pero.
He's been teaching.
Él ha estado enseñando.
And he's been teaching.
Él ha estado
with
enseñando
the parables.
Con las parábolas.
Okay.
Está bien.
But let's go to verse 31.
Pero vamos al versículo 31.
Okay.
18-31. Está bien.
And then he took him the 12.
Tomando Jesús a los 12.
Now this reminds you of Matthew chapter 13.
Esto le recuerda a usted de Mateo 13.
First of all, he's speaking to parables.
Primeramente le está hablando en parábolas.
But then when he speaks to his 12, he pulls them aside.
Pero cuando él estaba hablando a los okay 12 de él, él los traía a un lado.
Now that could be very offensive.
Pues eso podría ser muy ofensivo.
Why didn't he give it to everybody?
Porque no se
it
le
wasn't
a todos
given to everybody.
No se le fue dado a todos.
Matthew 13.
Mateo 13.
It's not given to them to know the mysteries of the
no
kingdom, but it is unto you.
Los misterios del reino.
Okay, so here,
so aquí,
verse 31 again.
Versículo 31, una
vez but he took unto him the 12 and said unto them,
tomando Jesús a los 12, les dijo,
behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. Okay, now, lots of prophecies. And these men, I believe, knew the prophets. They understood what he was.
Okay.
But here's a man, and here's a man they've been following, and there's human flesh, and the hardest thing for anybody to recognize always has been, always will be, is God speaking through humans. We can't take it. They never did take it. They don't take it today. Okay? So, as the scripture says,
como la escritura dice,
which one of the prophets haven't they killed?
¿Cuál de los profetas ellos no han matado?
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So he's referring to what the prophets prophesied.
Y refiriéndose a lo que los profetas profesan,
and the prophecy is concerning him.
La profecía es concerniente a él.
And he shall be, verse 32,
versículo 32,
and he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles,
será entregado a los gentiles,
and shall be mocked,
y será escarnecido,
spitefully entreated,
and
spit it on,
y escupido,
and he doesn't stop, and they shall scourge him,
y después que le hayan azotado,
and put him to death,
y le matarán,
and the third day he shall rise
mas
again.
El tercer día resucitará.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Look at verse 34. Would you read it out loud?
34, leería usted conmigo.
And they understood none of these things, and the saying was hid from them. Neither knew they the things which were spoken.
Pero para ellos nada comprendieron de estas cosas. Esta palabra les era encubierta. No entendían lo que se les decía.
Now we have to ask the question.
Ahora tenemos que hacer
well,
la pregunta.
What about us?
¿Qué acerca de nosotros?
What things have we heard
¿qué cosas hemos
that are so simple and so plain and yet still hid from our eyes?
Pero aún así
but at some point and some time will be revealed.
Pero en un punto, en un tiempo será revelado.
And for us,
y para nosotros,
we can go back.
Podemos regresar.
We can look at verse
mirar el versículo
31, 32, 33,
32,
and we can say, what's the big deal?
Y podemos decir, ¿qué es la gran
why
cosa?
Is that so hard to understand?
Es tan difícil de entender eso.
Why could those aren't difficult words?
Esas eran palabras
it's no big mystery.
No es un gran misterio.
Okay, you didn't have to have, you know, a rocket science degree
no tenía
to understand this.
Un grado de grado para
and yet they understood none of those things because
cosas.
It wasn't time.
Así, estaban escondidas estas
but
cosas
the Lord
no
gave them
tiempo.
And said, okay, he didn't even tell them. He
just él ni les dijo.
He knew.
Él sabía.
Jesus wasn't upset.
No estaba enojado, Jesús.
He didn't correct them.
No los corrigió.
He didn't scold them.
No les dijo nada.
He just said, oh, okay.
No los enfrentó.
He was at peace.
Él estaba en paz.
Because he knew everything was in its perfect order, okay?
Porque él sabía que todo estaba en su orden perfecto.
Okay,
¿está bien?
So
entonces,
we're going to fast forward to Luke 24.
Adelantarnos a Lucas 24.
And here is a wonderful resurrection message, we know.
Un hermoso mensaje de resurrección, sabemos.
The man on the road to Emmaus.
El hombre. Okay.
And I just, you know, verse 21, when they're talking with Jesus, says, "We trusted." That it had been he which should have trusted, past tense.
Confiando en tiempo pasado.
So their faith was shaken.
So su fe estaba quebrándose.
Why was their faith shaken?
Porque estaba siendo su fe.
Because they couldn't understand what was going on present tense.
Porque ellos no podían entender lo que estaba aconteciendo.
Should we go back to Hebrews chapter 3? Should we go back to Exodus chapter 17, 18, 19?
Okay.
I can't see. I no longer trust.
No puedo mirar.
Because it doesn't make sense in my mind.
Porque esto no tiene sentido en mi
mente. Okay. We trusted that this was him, but obviously
it
isn't. Obviously it is not him now.
No es él ahora.
So, oh my goodness, we're messed up and we don't know what to do.
Estamos tan enredados y no sabemos.
So what does it take?
¿Qué toma?
Here he is,
aquí está.
And he's risen again.
Y él está
resucitado. Let's go to verse 30.
Vamos al versículo 30.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And it came to pass,
y aconteció,
as he sat at meat with them,
que estado sentado con ellos,
and
a
he
la
took
mesa,
bread
tomó
and
pan,
blessed it and break
partió,
and gave it to them.
Y les dio.
Okay.
Está bien.
What was he doing?
¿Qué estaba él haciendo?
Breaking bread.
Rompiendo
okay.
Pan.
What had he been doing the whole time?
¿Qué he estado haciendo todo el tiempo?
Breaking spiritual bread.
Rompiendo pan espiritual.
What was he doing the whole time?
¿Qué estaba haciendo todo el tiempo?
Opening up, hey, this is what the scriptures say.
Abriéndolo, esto es lo que la escritura dice.
Okay. So,
entonces,
man's eyes are always diverted
todo el tiempo están
from what the scriptures say.
Hacia otro lugar donde
to a happening in front of them that they cannot discern,
de ellos mismos, que no
and they become discernir. Lost. True or not true?
Estar perdidos, ¿verdad?
Okay.
No, ¿está bien?
So it came to pass as they sat at meat,
y aconteció que estaban sentados con ellos
and he
a la
took
mesa,
bread and blessed it and break
pan,
it and gave
bendigo,
it to them,
lo partió y se los
and
dio.
Their eyes were opened,
entonces le fueron abiertos los ojos,
and they knew him,
y le reconocieron,
and he vanished out of their sight.
Mas él se desapareció de su
okay.
Vista. ¿Está bien?
And their eyes were opened. Who opened their eyes?
Fueron abiertos. ¿Quién abrió sus ojos?
The Lord did.
El Señor.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Then he goes on.
Y continúa.
Now we're going to read a section.
Vamos a leer una sección.
And we're going to read from 36.
Vamos a leer el 36.
Would you stand with me again?
¿Pararían conmigo una vez más?
And as they had thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, "Peace be unto you."
Mientras ellos aún hablaban de estas cosas, Jesús se puso en medio de ellos y les dijo, paz a vosotros.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And they said, oh, we're so glad to see you.
Oh, tan contentos de mirar.
Verse 37.
Versículo 37.
But they were what?
Pero estaban, ¿qué?
Yeah.
Espantados.
And what?
Y atemorizados.
And supposed that they had seen a spirit.
Y pensaban que veían espíritu.
Nothing sunk in, did it?
Nada entró.
Okay.
¿Correcto?
And he said unto them, why are you troubled?
Porque estáis turbados.
Why do these thoughts arise in your heart?
Y vienen a vuestros corazones estos pensamientos.
And he said, behold my
mirad
hands
mis
and
manos
my feet,
y mis pies,
that it is I myself,
yo mismo soy.
Handle me
palpad
and see,
y ved,
for a spirit has not flesh
porque
and
un
bones
espíritu
as
no
you
tiene
see
carne
me
ni huesos, como veis que yo tengo.
And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet.
Les mostró las manos y los pies.
And while they had yet believed not for joy and wonder, he said unto
no
them,
lo creían, y estaban maravillosos,
have
les dijo,
you here any meat?
¿Tenéis aquí algo de comer?
And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and a honeycomb.
Entonces le dieron parte de un pez asado y un panal de miel.
And he took it and did eat before them.
Y comió delante de ellos.
And he said unto them,
dijo,
these are the words which I spake unto you while I was with you,
estando aún con vosotros,
that all things must be
que era
fulfilled
necesario que se cumpliera,
which were written in the law of Moses
de mí en la ley
and
de Moisés,
in the prophets
en los profetas,
and in the psalms concerning
y en los salmos,
me.
Concerniente a mí.
And he then read it out loud, verse
45.
Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Okay. So we read in chapter 9 and we read in chapter 18. Specifically, what was spoken in simplicity was hidden from them. But there came a time, and the time is in the resurrection when all of a sudden they saw. He then opened he. Then opened he their understanding. Is that grace? Is that mercy? Okay, then it was something he did that he allowed them to see. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and then that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all the nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high.
Look at 50-53.
And then he led them out as far as Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with what? With what? All of their doubting, all of their fears, all of their troubles were settled. And there was a rest and a peace that they had never known before up to that time. 53, okay, would you read it out loud with me? And we're continually in the temple, praising and blessing God.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. Okay, so here is this wonderful thing that happened,
cosa maravillosa que acontece,
where Jesus discloses himself to them, and they, all of a sudden,
el mismo donde de
something happened on the inside, and they were
en el interior,
at peace.
Y ellos estaban en paz.
Now, ahora, we're going back to Hebrews chapter 4,
a Hebreos 4,
because that is that rest, and as
ese descanso,
we mentioned last week, it is strategically placed,
y estratégicamente puesta,
just even as it is here in the example of the disciples.
Aún escuchando el ejemplo de los discípulos,
before they could be become apostles,
antes de que ellos pudieran llegar a ser apóstoles,
before they could become
antes de que
sent
llegar
out,
they
had to know.
Ellos tenían que saber.
They had to know for sure.
Tenían que saber por
they realidad. Had to be in a place, inside
tenían
of them,
que estar en un lugar dentro de ellos,
where there couldn't be any questions,
donde there, ahí no podía haber ninguna pregunta,
anything where the devil could come,
cualquier cosa que el diablo podría
because
venir
he did,
porque lo
and
hizo.
Because he would. Are you sure?
Porque él dice, ¿estás tú seguro?
How do you know?
¿Cómo tú sabes?
How do you know for sure?
¿Cómo estás seguro?
It's because I've seen him.
Es porque yo lo he
mirado. I've known him.
Yo lo conozco.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
And that is the same thing with us today.
Cosa con nosotros
and that's why
día.
The prophet always said,
y es por eso que el profeta todo el tiempo
decía, he said, it's good to know the word,
es bueno conocer la palabra,
but you better know the author real
vale
well
que conozcas
until
el autor,
we know bien. Him in the power of his resurrection. It is him that comes to me,
and
he that opens up this
él,
word,
and
he is that opens this word, and he that brings these into marriage and brings these two and says, this is me.
Este soy yo.
This is my life.
Esta es mi vida.
This is me and the power
este
of my resurrection.
En el poder de mi resurrección.
So here we
entonces,
go over to the Acts chapter 1.
Hechos 1.
And he's still with them
y él está,
for several days.
Con él por muchos días.
Acts chapter 1.
Hechos 1.
Okay. The first few verses.
Los primeros versículos.
Okay, in the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to
en el
teach.
Primer tratado de Teófilo, hablé acerca de todas las cosas que Jesús comenzó a hacer y enseñar.
Isn't that word beautiful in there, began?
¿No es esa cosa hermosa ahí, comenzó?
Uh-huh. Why is that beautiful?
Porque eso comenzó, porque
because
eso
he's going to continue
porque él va a continuar
in them.
en ellos.
And he was just the beginning in himself,
era
the beginning in his own ministry, but he would continue that
pero él continuaría
through
eso
those people that he had called.
De esa gente que él ha llamado.
Okay, verse 2.
Versículo dos.
Until the day in which he was taken up.
Hasta el día en que fue recibido arriba.
After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen.
Santo a los apóstoles que había escogido.
Look at verse 3. Would you read it out loud with me? To whom he, so he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
A quienes también después de haber padecido se presentó vivo con muchas pruebas indudables, apareciéndoles durante 40 días y hablándoles acerca del reino de Dios.
So had anything like this ever happened?
¿Algo así había acontecido antes?
Ever? No. Nothing. No. Totally new.
¿Había pasado?
Where would you identify it in Scripture?
¿Dónde está usted identificado en Escritura?
Where would you say this isn't a very scriptural thing?
¿Dónde dice usted, esto no es una cosa muy
okay, escritural? Which is what the Jews said.
Lo cual fue lo que los
and came
dijeron
against the Paul. That's not scriptural.
Eso no es escritura.
And yet Jesus did it.
Pero aún a pesar de eso, Jesús
and
lo
we
hizo.
Take it and we look back on it and we can
y
say, oh,
miramos,
no big deal.
Regreso, oh, lo hizo.
And we don't even think about
y
it.
Ni siquiera pensamos hacer
okay.
Regreso. ¿Está bien?
But then we say it can't happen in this day.
Pero decimos, puede pasar en
so
este
here
día.
Is something beautiful.
Hay algo hermoso.
Before the apostles
delante de los apóstoles
are made apostles,
son hechos apóstoles.
They could not be made apostles
no podían ser hechos apóstoles
until they had that absolute,
hasta que
unquestioning
esa
faith
absoluta
in who it was they were representing.
A quienes ellos
the Lord Jesus.
Al Señor Jesús.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
They were representing him.
Ellos
it was he that was in them.
Era él el cual estaba en
so
ellos.
Here is this wonderful
so,
thing
aquí está esta cosa maravillosa
that we see in Hebrews 4.
Miramos en Hebreos 4.
Why is it we must enter into this rest?
Tenemos que entrar a este descanso.
There's something, and he said, some must enter into
que
this rest.
Tenemos que entrar a su descanso.
And just as the disciples had to enter that rest
los discípulos tenían que entrar a
before
ese descanso,
they became apostles, we have to enter that rest before God will finish in us what he promised to do. So if you look again, this is again a reiteration from last week.
Okay.
Chapter 4 is strategically placed in the book of Hebrews before the following. Okay. What's 5? The high priest. What 6? Let's go on to perfection.
Vamos hacia perfección.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Really?
¿De verdad?
No, I'm going to finish your work, but you can't have that work finished until you come to this rest.
Pero no puedo
absolute rest
hasta
inside
que
of your soul.
Llegues a este descanso.
So,
entonces,
here is this rest.
Aquí está este descanso.
And we're going to Matthew chapter 11.
Y vamos a Mateo 11.
Because we know
sabemos
as our prophet told us,
como nuestro profeta nos dijo,
okay, our rest is a Sabbath rest.
Nuestro descanso es un descanso de sábado.
Our Sabbath is the Lord. It's
nuestro
not a day.
Sábado del Señor. No es un
so
día.
Everything in the Old Testament,
todo en el Viejo Testamento,
okay,
está bien?
Everything in the Old Testament
todo
was
en el Viejo
physical.
Testamento es físico.
Physical blessings, physical everything.
Bendiciones físicas, físico,
Ephesians
todo.
Chapter 1.
Efesios 1.
I have blessed you with spiritual blessings
he
in heavenly places.
Bendiciones espirituales okay. En lugares celestiales.
So there's a switch
ahí hay un
that the Holy Spirit had to make and did make.
Santo tiene que hacer y
so everything in,
todo
in the Old Testament,
en el Viejo Testamento,
it was a physical rest. They had to stop
físico.
Doing everything.
Era parar de hacer todo.
Now, we ahora, have to stop doing everything.
Tenemos que parar de hacer todo.
But he continues his work.
Pero él continúa su obra.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Here's from the message adoption.
Aquí está del mensaje.
Look adopción. Over in Hebrews 4.
Mira en Hebreos 4.
Didn't he say another rest?
¿No dijeron ellos a otro descanso?
God created the seventh day and gave them rest on the seventh day.
Día y les dio a ellos descanso en el séptimo día.
And another place he spoke of the rest day.
En otro lugar, él habló del día
and
de descanso,
today in David,
y hoy en David.
And he gave them another rest.
Les dio otro descanso,
and that rest is spoken of in Matthew 11.
Y de ese descanso está okay. Hablado en Mateo 11.
So let's
también,
go there.
Vamos ahí, Mateo 11.
And here it is very interesting.
Es muy interesante.
Because
porque
God is just incredible, isn't he? How he does
increíble,
things.
¿No es increíble cómo es que hace las cosas? ¿Sabe?
I could hold our hands there. I think, maybe I will.
Lo voy a hacer. Voy a
hold your hands right to Matthew 11. Let's go back to the Old Testament.
Vamos al Viejo Testamento.
To the book of Isaiah, and let's go. I believe this is chapter 30, if I remember.
Si recuerdo es capítulo 30.
Yes. Okay. During the reign of Hezekiah, the king.
Durante el reino de Ezequiel, of Israel, el rey,
Of Judah.
De Judá, perdón.
They were surrounded by the Assyrians.
Estaban rodeados por los asirios.
And they wanted to go down and say, oh, we'll get help from Egypt.
Oh, ellos querían bajar a Egipto y pedir ayuda.
And God said, don't do it.
Y Dios dijo, no lo hagan.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
It's just amazing, isn't it?
Es sublime, ¿no es así?
Well, look at verse chapter 31. Woe of them that go to Egypt for help. Isaiah 31.
Ay de los que descienden a Egipto por ayuda.
And trust in chariots.
Y confían en caballos.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Look at verse 3.
Mire versículo 3.
Now the Egyptians are men and not God.
Los egipcios hombres son y no Dios.
And their horses are flesh and not spirit.
Sus caballos carne y no espíritu.
And he goes on and on and on. He said, what in the world are you guys thinking?
Y les dice, ¿qué You're crazy. Pensando, están locos.
And it's the thing, the natural thing of Hebrews chapter 10,
de Hebreos 10,
who through fear of bondage, through fear of death, all our lifetime, humans are subject to bondage, and they got to go to the flesh, and they got to go to something they can relate to in this natural realm to find peace. And he says, hey, you're going the wrong direction. So here, they're surrounded in the days of Hezekiah by the Assyrians, who were the most brutal people in the world. You would mention the word Assyria to any Israelite, and they would quake and shiver and fall to the ground.
Okay.
Their cruelty was incredible. Their power, they conquered the whole world at that time. Okay, so let's look what he says. Isaiah 30. Verse
7.
For the Egyptians shall help in vain. Yep.
Ciertamente, Egipto en vano e inútilmente dará
ayuda. And to no purpose.
Sin propósito.
Therefore have I cried concerning this.
Por tanto, yo le di voces.
Their strength is to what?
Que su fortaleza sería qué?
You expect me to sit still when I'm surrounded by the enemies and these cruel people?
Yes, I do.
Because you cannot go by what you see or what you hear or what you feel. You have to go alone by the word of God, and that's it. Right? Okay, now verse 8, read it out loud with me. Now go right before them in a table and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come and forever.
Ve pues ahora y escribe esta visión en una tabla delante de ellos, registra en un libro para que quede hasta el día postrero eternamente y para siempre.
Okay, now go to verse 15.
Versículo 15.
For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel.
Porque así dice el Señor Jehová el Señor, el Santo de Israel.
In returning and rest shall ye be saved.
En descanso y en reposo serás salvo.
In quietness and confidence shall
en
your strength
shall be your strength. Fortaleza.
Did you hear that?
¿Escuchó usted eso?
In two things.
En dos cosas.
Two things are going to be your strength. What?
Dos cosas van a ser su fuerza.
Quietness and what? Quietness, why would you
quietud
be quiet?
Y confianza, ¿por qué se quedaría usted quieto?
Yeah, listen to the Lord, listen to the word. Escucha and confidence.
Y confianza.
Confidence in what?
¿Confianza en qué?
Confidence in the word of God.
Confianza en la palabra.
Confidence
de Dios.
In God himself.
Confianza en Dios mismo.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
You shall, that will be your strength.
Será vuestra fortaleza.
But what's the last words?
¿Y cuáles últimas palabras?
They
y
would
no
not.
Quisisteis.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Now we're talking about rest. And rest
descanso.
Is in quietness and confidence.
Descanso en
we're going to chapter 11 of Matthew.
Vamos al capítulo 11 de Mateo.
And chapter 11 is anything but peaceful.
Y capítulo 11 es cualquier cosa, pero paz.
Here's a man.
Aquí hay un hombre.
People don't like any man to say, this is God in me. They hate
la
it.
Gente no
they
dice
rebuke
que
it.
El hombre diga, oh, es Dios en
they
mí.
Don't
la
recognize
gente
it.
Lo odia, lo
they
rechaza,
never have. They never
no lo
will.
Reconoce, y nunca lo harán.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So here's Jesus.
Aquí está Jesús,
and they hate him.
Y lo odian.
Okay. And look at, they're mocking him.
Se están burlando de él.
Look at verse 16.
Mira el versículo 16.
Whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like a children sitting in the markets and calling unto their fellows. Hey, we piped.
¿A qué comparar esta generación?
And you didn't dance.
A los muchachos que se sientan en las plazas y dan voces a sus compañeros.
Well, what does that mean? What's he saying there, Derek?
¿Qué significa? ¿Qué está diciendo ahí, Derek?
You're not playing our games.
Tú no estás jugando nuestros juegos.
And we don't like it.
Y no nos gusta.
Look at verse 21. Woe unto Chorazin, woe unto.
Ay de ti, Corazín.
Okay. Let's start at 25 now.
Vamos a comenzar en 25 ahora.
At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, because you have hid these things from the wise and the prudent, okay, and revealed them unto babes. Okay, it's by revelation, it's not by study. Okay, if you know the word, that's wonderful, but you better know the author of the
word. La palabra es maravilloso, pero más vale que conozca usted al autor.
Okay, so God's going to do it.
So Dios lo va a hacer.
He's going to do it to his children, period.
Se lo va a hacer a sus hijos, punto.
And so, Father, for it seems so good in thy sight.
Sí, Padre, porque así te agradó.
And all things are delivered unto me of my Father.
Todas las cosas me fueron entregadas por mi Padre.
Oh, good grief.
Oh, Dios mío.
Look at how brave he is.
Mire qué tan valiente es.
Who's he been talking to?
¿A quién él ha estado hablando?
Pharisees. Do they like him?
Fariseos.
No. They're mocking him.
Se burlaban de él. ¿Está bien?
And look what he says right in front of them. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knows the Son but the Father.
Todas las cosas me fueron entregadas por mi Padre, y nadie conoce al Hijo sino el Padre.
Neither knows any man the Father except the Son.
Ni el Padre conoce a alguno sino el Hijo.
Hey, you guys, you think you know him, but you don't.
Hey, ustedes piensan que lo conocen, pero ustedes no
you
lo
think
conocen.
You know.
Ustedes piensan
you
que
think
saben.
You have everything figured out, but you don't.
Piensan que todo lo tienen figurado, pero no lo tienen figurado.
Neither knows any man the Father save the Son, and he whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Okay?
Ni el Padre conoce a alguno, sino el Hijo, y aquel a quien el Hijo se lo quiera revelar.
Isn't it interesting? I want you to notice, it's in the midst of turmoil.
Están en medio de confusión.
Your strength is to sit still and be quiet.
Y su fuerza es quedarse quietos.
It's in the midst of turmoil around us that Jesus says, come unto me and I will give you
Jesús
rest.
Dice, vengan a mí, les daré descanso.
Psalm 27,
Salmo 27,
our rapture,
nuestro
the rapto. Lord is my light
el Señor es mi vida.
And my salvation.
Y
what's the next verses?
¿Cuáles son los siguientes versículos?
Huh? Whom shall I fear? Why?
¿A quién temeré? ¿Por qué?
Though a host should what?
A pesar que todo
does that talk about peaceful times?
Acerca de tiempos de paz, esto?
So here in the midst
aquí,
of all kinds of turmoil, and this is the way the world is getting,
y esta es de la manera
here
que
is a small
poniendo.
Voice, aquí and it's the voice of the Lord Jesus, and he's saying, crying out to each one of us, come unto me.
Vengan a mí.
I will give you rest, and there isn't any other rest.
Y no hay otro
your strength is to sit still in quietness. And in confidence,
y en confianza,
you will be saved, right? So look at all of these things.
Mirando todas estas cosas,
okay, and come unto me,
vengan a mí,
all you that labor and are heavy laden.
Todos los que estás trabajados y cargados,
I.
Yo.
Okay, I.
Y yo.
No, you won't work it up. You won't study yourself into it.
Tú te vas a figurar,
it's
vas
a gift.
A es un don.
I will give you rest.
Les daré
okay?
Descanso.
Take my yoke upon you.
Llevad mi yugo sobre vosotros.
And what does those next three words say?
Bueno, las siguientes tres palabras dice, y
learn of me. What
mí.
Does that mean, Derek?
¿Qué significa eso, Derek? Aprender de mí.
I'm picking on you.
Estoy.
Let me teach you. Let me teach you. Let
déjame
me speak
enseñarte.
To you. Let me speak in
déjame
your
hablarte.
Heart.
Déjame hablarte.
There's an interaction.
Hay una interacción.
Epigenosco, knowing experientially.
Conociéndolo a él
okay.
En una forma de experiencia.
Learn of me. Interact
de mí.
With me.
Interacta conmigo.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
For I am what?
Aprenderme porque yo
what is the word meek?
Manso. Que es la palabra manso.
Totally dependent.
Totalmente dependiente.
Totally dependent.
Totalmente dependiente.
He's not milk toast. He has a hairy chest that trusts in God no matter what the situation
él tenía que confiar
okay.
En Dios, no importa la situación.
For I am meek and lowly in heart.
Porque soy manso y humilde de corazón.
And you shall find what?
Y hallarás que
now,
descanso.
This is this is the rest of Hebrews 4.
Este es el descanso de Hebreos 4.
It's a soul rest.
Es un descanso
and it's
del alma.
A rest
y es un descanso
that is world cannot understand.
Que el mundo no puede
remember
entender.
That song we used to sing? My peace I give unto you.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Let's sing that when we're done here.
Vamos a cantar esa cuando
Nate, you can remember
aquí.
That. Yeah, Derek. Something different.
Algo diferente, Derek.
Okay.
Está bien.
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and I am lowly in heart. And you shall find rest to your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now here is the rest. Okay? And in this rest, this has been with me for weeks and weeks. A perfect rest in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of everything around you not being perfect. And I think as we get closer to the rapture, the more unperfect it gets, the more trouble there's going to be. If you look at Psalm 27, well, hey, hold your hands. Let's go back there. Yeah. Isn't this one of our favorite psalms anyway? Does this sound like Isaiah chapter 30 and 31? Does this sound like the days of Hezekiah? Does this sound like us? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Period. He. Who shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Who will I be afraid? Why would he speak about fear? Look at verse 2. When the wicked... Even my enemies and my what came upon to do what? Eat up. Does that sound like a very good, peaceful setting? Uh-huh. What happened to them? Look at verse 3. Read it out loud with me. Though an host should encamp against me, there you go. My heart shall not fear. Though what?
Against,
come on. See, war against who?
Guerra en contra de quién?
War against who? War against, take that personally. A war against me.
Una guerra en contra de mí.
Though,
a pesar de eso,
I should have war against me. I'm still, okay, in this will I be what?
En este estaré yo qué?
What did we read in Isaiah 30?
¿Qué leímos en Isaías 30?
In what? There you go.
Inquietud.
Yes, the Lord
sí.
Is my light.
Yo estaré confiado.
Okay.
El Señor es mi vida. ¿Está bien?
So we're talking about rest in the
estamos
midst
hablando
of this.
De descanso en el medio de confusión.
And here is
y aquí está
an example.
Un ejemplo.
And his example is our Lord Jesus.
Y el ejemplo es el Señor Jesús.
And he's in the midst of turmoil.
Y él está en el medio de esta confusión.
Things aren't easy for him.
Las cosas no están fáciles para él.
What is one of the most
¿qué es una de las más
human basic desires
deseos básicos humanos
for peace,
para
for
paz.
Rest, in relationships?
En relaciones.
I need someone that understands
alguien.
Me.
Quien me entienda.
True or not true?
¿Verdad o no verdad?
True. I need to be
necesito
husbands and wives, brothers and sisters,
esposos,
friends,
hermanos,
right?
Amigos, ¿correcto?
And you just don't understand.
Tú no entiendes.
Is a really difficult thing, isn't it?
Es una cosa muy difícil.
Who understood Jesus?
¿Quién entendió Jesús?
Nobody but Wahoo.
Nadie más que quien.
His father.
Su padre.
So we're talking about rest, but we're talking about the not a rest to the soul.
Pero hablamos de descanso al alma.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
When the disciples
cuando
got rest in their
los
soul
discípulos
at the resurrection,
descanso su
they
alma
became
en la resurrección,
peaceful
ellos llegaron a
and entered into that rest. Then God could take them and make them into
descanso.
Apostles. Right?
Entonces,
are you with me? Going back to where we were from? So here is Jesus.
Aquí está Jesús.
And he's in this place.
Y él está en este lugar.
With his father.
Con su padre.
Now we're talking about rest.
Ahora estamos hablando de
so the first verse I'm going to read is verse 17.
El versículo, voy a leerlo, es el versículo 17.
Jesus answered and said unto them,
y Jesús
my father works,
mi padre hasta ahora trabaja,
and I work.
Y yo trabajo.
Okay, Hoffman, what's that have to do with Hebrews 4? What's that have to do with rest? Because it is a rest unto the soul. Because it is absolute rest. Okay. Look at verse
18.
Oh, yeah. You know, excuse me. Oh, John 5. I'm sorry. Did I not tell you?
John 5.
Well, you're just supposed to read my mind, I know.
Todos leyeron mi mente.
John 5.
Juan 5.
If there's any scripture that Brother Branham always refers to, referring to the mature Christian, referring to the adoption, it always goes back to this anchor here. John 5:19.
Juan 17.
Okay.
Está bien.
So here he is.
Aquí está.
Stephen. When you like to go preach, do you like to preach with people antagonistic?
Les irías a predicar a la gente a ti conozqui?
Do you like to,
¿te gusta?
You know,
tú sabes.
Preach with people that will kill you if they could?
Sí, la gente te mataría si pudiera.
Oh, Derek?
Derek?
We like attaboys and, you know,
nos
we like
gusta
comfort.
Que nos
so Jesus is preaching here.
So Jesús está predicando aquí.
And look at the response.
Mire la respuesta.
Read it out loud, verse 18. Therefore the Jews sought more to kill him, because not only had he broken the Sabbath, but said that God was his father. Make you do what? How dare you say you're the Son of God? Who do you think you are?
Now,
here is a man.
Aquí está un hombre.
God man.
Dios hombre.
Okay.
Está bien.
But nevertheless,
pero
he's God.
Él es Dios.
In flesh.
En carne.
But he's very.
Pero él está muy.
He suffered.
Él sufrió.
Come on.
Piense.
He was human.
Él era humano.
And here he is in the middle of this.
Y aquí está en el medio de todo esto.
And he's telling us the most beautiful thing in the world.
La cosa más hermosa en el mundo.
He's saying, I don't care what things look like.
No me importa cómo se miren las cosas.
I have absolute,
tengo absoluta,
perfect confidence in my Father.
Confidencia en mi padre.
So much so.
Tanto así,
I am at perfect rest.
Estoy en descanso perfecto.
That no matter what it looks like around me,
cómo se mira alrededor de mí,
or how painful it will be or is,
será o es,
because it was painful then,
era doloroso entonces,
and he knew that more pain was coming.
Que más dolor venía.
True or not true?
¿Verdad o no verdad?
He was heard in that he feared,
lastimado, y entonces,
and he learned obedience by the things that he
por las cosas
suffered,
que él sufrió,
right?
Correcto.
So here he
so,
is,
aquí está,
and he's in this place,
y él está en este lugar,
and when he utters these words, I think it's absolutely phenomenal.
Labios, es absolutamente fenomenal.
I have absolute, total confidence
tengo
in my Father,
y total
so much that
padre,
I can say this.
Puedo decir esto.
In front of people that want to kill me.
En frente de la gente que me quiere matar.
Verily I say unto you.
De cierto os digo.
The Son can do nothing.
No puede el Hijo hacer nada.
Of himself
por
or
sí
out
mismo.
Of himself as a source. I can't do it.
De, o fuera de él como recurso.
And you know what? I have so much confidence in my Father.
¿Y sabe que tengo tanta confidencia en mi padre?
That if he doesn't
que
do
si
it,
él no lo hace, está bien.
I'm not going to try.
No voy a tratar.
I could see in my natural eyes,
puedo mirar en mis ojos naturales,
in this situation,
en esta situación,
in this condition,
en esta condición,
you need to provide a sanctuary, a safe place, a haven of rest.
Un lugar,
and the Father says,
un refugio en el
no.
Cielo, y el Padre dice, no.
I'm it.
Yo soy eso,
and there is no other.
Y no hay otro. Yo soy tu refugio. Okay. Yo soy tu descanso.
There is the confidence that you and I must get.
This
is the rest and the rejoicing before the Father is going to finish his work in us.
Is
this absolute trust.
100%
confidence in the Father.
Teniendo esa confianza en el Padre.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Because
porque
he does everything perfect.
Él hace todo perfecto.
Let's go back to the pool of Bethesda.
Vamos a de regreso a la okay. De Bethesda.
Multitudes.
Multitudes.
People.
Gente.
Crowds.
Mucha gente.
Sick people.
Gente enferma.
The Father says, go through.
Dice, pasen. Pasen otra vez.
So, okay. Walk past this one.
¿Pasa esta?
Well, Father, he looks pretty sick.
Padre, él está enfermo.
She looks pretty miserable.
Se ve muy miserable.
Oh, look at the condition of this one.
Mira la condición de aquel.
No, I want you to go to that one back there.
No, yo quiero que vayas a aquel allá atrás.
And there's no question.
Y no hay pregunta.
There's no argument.
No hay argumento.
Like you and I would do.
Como usted y yo lo haríamos.
And any argument that comes up inside of our mind, in our human spirit, is because we don't have the confidence. Well, obviously, Father, you don't see what needs to be done. Okay. You don't see, so I will go do it. Here we are right back to Hebrews 3. Whose house we are, if we keep the rejoicing and the confidence firm to the end. Okay? And I says, this is the place of the seven church ages. This is what happened in the Ephesian church age because they lost their first love. They lost their connection with the Lord Jesus. And it was replaced with religious ideas, religious good intentions.
Religiosas buenas intenciones.
And I keep asking the question, what can you do without Jesus?
¿Qué puedes hacer sin Jesús?
Anything you want.
Cualquier cosa que usted quiera.
And the whole seven church ages proved that they did it.
Y todas las siete edades de la iglesia lo probaron.
They did anything they wanted.
Hicieron lo que ellos
to the point, I'm not even there. You did
no
it.
Estoy ahí.
You did it. You did all these religious deeds.
Tú hiciste todos hechos religiosos.
You did it.
Tú lo hiciste.
Well,
bueno,
you didn't see what needed to be done.
Tú no miraste lo que se necesitaba hacer.
And I did.
Y lo hice.
I'm much better
soy
than
más
you
mejor
are, God.
Que tú lo eres.
So here
so
in
aquí,
this place,
en este lugar,
when God is saying,
cuando Dios está diciendo,
through his prophet
a través
to us,
de su profeta a nosotros,
he's taking us from the negative state that we're into the pot back to the positive. Okay? Okay, this is the nature of that positive life. The nature of the positive life is Jesus before the Father saying, you know what? I can't do nothing without you. But what I see the Father do, I'll do it.
Okay?
Verse
30.
Look what he says. I can of my own self do nothing.
No puedo yo hacer nada por mí mismo.
As I hear,
según oigo,
I judge.
Así juzgo.
My judgment is just.
Mi juicio es justo.
I don't seek my own will.
Porque no busco mi voluntad,
but the will of the Father
sino
that
la voluntad
sent me.
Del que me envió. El
there
Padre,
you go.
Ahí está.
Do you understand?
¿Entiende usted?
He didn't go by what he assessed in his mind.
Él no fue por lo cual él miró en su mente.
He didn't go by his reasoning.
No fue por su razonamiento.
He was at total confidence.
Él estaba en
the
una
Father
total
knows
que el Padre
perfectly.
Sabe
the Father does perfectly.
El Padre hace
and he, the Father knows perfectly today.
Y el Padre sabe perfectamente hoy.
Father sees perfectly today.
Mira perfectamente hoy.
Okay.
El Padre.
So we're
eso.
Talking about
estamos
rest.
Acerca de descanso.
This is from the Pergamean church age, where the Holy Spirit told the prophet to pick up his pen and write.
Allí es donde el Espíritu Santo le dijo al profeta que tomara su papel y pluma.
And you're familiar with this.
¿Usted es familiar con esto?
Notice the harmony of the Father and the Son.
Dese cuenta de la armonía del Padre y del Hijo.
Jesus never did anything until it was first showed him by the Father.
Jesús nunca hizo algo hasta que el Padre se lo mostraba.
John 5:19.
Juan 5:19.
This harmony is now to exist between the groom and the bride.
El novio y la
That's
novia.
Me and you. This is the way we're supposed to be.
Esa es la manera que se
supone. Do I have that kind of confidence
in
my Father?
¿Tengo ese tipo de confianza en mi padre?
Huh? That I could say like Jesus said.
¿Puedo decir como Jesús dije?
He shows her his word of life and she receives it.
Él le muestra a ella su palabra vida y ella la recibe.
She never doubts it.
Nunca la duda.
Listen to this. Therefore, nothing can harm her.
Así que nada la puede lastimar.
She's in Psalm 27.
Ella está en Salmo 27.
My God is my light and my salvation.
Mi Dios es mi vida y mi salvación.
Whom shall I fear?
¿A quién temeré?
Though a host should rise up against
a pesar que un ejército se levante contra mí.
This will I be confident.
Yo estaré confiado.
All right?
Correcto.
Nothing.
Nada.
Okay. Nothing can harm her, not even death.
Nada puede lastimarla, ni siquiera la muerte.
Okay, I'm going to skip some.
Voy a saltar algunos.
Now look at this.
Ahora mira esto.
Here we are right back to where we want to be in Hebrews chapter
4. Aquí estamos de regreso donde queremos estar en Hebreos capítulo 4.
Those in the bride do only his will.
Solamente su voluntad.
No one can make them do otherwise.
No, nadie puede hacer que lo hagan de otra manera.
They have thus saith the Lord,
ellos
or they keep still.
El Señor, donde ellos se quedan quietos.
Now listen to them.
Ahora escucha esto.
What is Hebrews 4?
¿Qué es Hebreos 4?
Ceasing from our own works.
Cesando de nuestras viejas obras.
Hebrews chapter 4.
De Hebreos 4.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Last week.
La semana pasada. Okay. ¿Está bien?
Knoweth it not message. Okay.
No lo saben el mensaje.
Where was the Lord taking me through all of the pain and trouble that I was going
through? Llevando a través de todo ese dolor.
Losing his wife.
Estaba
losing his dad.
Perdiendo a su esposa.
He says he was taking me back to the first man.
Llevando de regreso al primer hombre.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
The soul,
el alma,
had to rule.
Tiene que reinar.
Not the spirit.
No el espíritu.
Confidence,
confianza,
in the word of God.
En la palabra de
confidence
Dios.
In the Father.
En el Padre.
Absolute, total confidence
total,
in the Father.
Absoluta confidencia
now
en el
I'm
Padre.
Ready to move on.
Ahora estoy listo para moverme.
Same as with the disciples.
Igual que los discípulos.
Same as with Israel.
Igual que Israel.
Same as with us.
Lo mismo con nosotros.
It's perfect.
Es perfecto.
Okay. They know
ellos saben
that it has to be God in them doing
Dios
the works.
En ellos haciendo las obras.
Okay, it's not me.
No soy yo.
Okay, I am crucified with Christ.
Estoy crucificado con Cristo.
Nevertheless, I live.
Pero a pesar de eso,
yet
vivo.
Not me.
No, pero no yo.
But Christ in me.
Pero Cristo en mí.
Yeah.
Amen.
They know that it has to be God in them doing the works,
ellos
fulfilling His own work.
Tenía que ser Dios haciendo las obras. Dios en ellos.
Okay. He did not complete all of his work.
Él no hizo toda su obra.
While in his earthly ministry.
Cuando, mientras en su ministerio.
So now he works
ahora,
in and through
obra
the bride.
Y a través de la novia.
Does he work through you?
Obra a través
Does he
usted?
Work through me?
A través de mí.
Always pointing to himself.
Todo el tiempo apuntándose
Always
hacia el mismo.
Pointing to the Lord Jesus
Todo el
Christ.
Tiempo apuntando hacia el Señor Jesús.
Always pointing to his word.
Todo el tiempo a su palabra.
We cannot apuntando. Point to anything else.
No podemos apuntar Amen. Hacia nada más.
Hey, listen.
Hey, escuche.
Can you say?
¿Puede usted decir?
Because that's what he said.
Porque es lo que dice.
Notice the harmony that was in John 5:19.
Que estaba en la armonía en Juan
okay.
5:19.
That's now to be in us with our Heavenly Father.
Eso tiene que ser con nosotros, con nuestro Padre Celestial.
Can you say that?
¿Puede usted decir eso?
I have so much confidence in
Tengo
him.
Tengo tanta confidencia.
What if he doesn't lead me to do something and I see that it needs to be done?
Que si él no hace algo y miro que se necesita ser hecho.
Well, how big is your God?
Bueno, ¿qué tan grande es su Dios?
Does he know more than you?
¿Sabe más que usted?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Is he sovereign?
¿Él es soberano?
Yes. Is he infinite?
¿Es infinito?
Does he know everything?
¿Conoce todo?
Do you?
¿Usted?
Are you infinite?
¿Es usted infinito?
Do you know everything? Or you just think you do?
Las cosas, ¿o piensa que usted lo sabe?
Yeah.
Sí.
Sí. It's like we've said so many times.
Es como decimos tantas veces.
There's not a one of us that can't outgod God.
No hay ninguno de nosotros que puede ser más que Dios.
We have to be very careful of these
Tenemos
things.
Que ser muy cuidadosos acerca de estas cosas.
That I have so much confidence
pues
in my Heavenly
tanta
Father.
Confidencia en mi Padre Celestial.
Absolute trust.
Absoluta confianza.
I am at complete rest.
Estoy en un total descanso.
What if storms around you raise?
haya tales tormentas.
What if wars come against you? They will.
Que ejército viene en contra de usted, ellos lo harán.
But my confidence and trust is fixed on my heavenly Father.
Mi confianza está en mi Padre Celestial.
In him I trust.
Y en él.
Musicians, would you come up with there for the day? We'll continue.
Continuaremos.
Ceasing from our own works, brothers and sisters.
Obras, hermanos y hermanas.
Hebrews 4.
Hebreos 4.
Jesus.
Jesús.
It's not me.
No soy yo.
It's the Father in me.
Es el Padre en mí.
Paul came to the same place, didn't he?
Pablo vino
I am crucified
lugar.
With Christ.
Estoy crucificado
Nevertheless,
con Cristo.
I live, yet not me, but
vivo,
Christ
pero no yo, pero
in
Cristo
me.
En mí.
Amen. Oh, my peace. My peace, my love, my rest.
Mi pizza, mi paz, mi amor, mi descanso.
Would you stand with me, brothers and sisters?
Separarían conmigo, hermanos y hermanas.
My peace I give. It's a peace that the world It's a peace that the world cannot understand Peace to My love I give unto you. It's a love that the world cannot give. It's a love that the world Love to give, love. Amen. My rest, let's sing that. My rest. It's a rest that the world cannot give. It's a rest that the world cannot understand. Rest.
Kids or children. Saturday's father here to have their kids, man. Just like you, like that eagle up there. Mm. And you see your kids, you come down as fast as you can, Father, to help us. Just help us to be still and quiet and to trust in you 100%, Father. We know that we gotta go from point A to point B, and the in-between, Father, is where we need you to bring to memory that you are there. Just like our pastor say, absent means quiet, doesn't mean absence, Father. You've been there all the time.
Amen.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thanks for that day, that great day, Father, where you conquer all. Can come with boldness and confidence, trusting you. And your will be done, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, dear brothers and sisters. Thank you, brother and sister from Saskatoon. Greet them all. Thank you for stopping by. It was a blessing to see you and get to meet you, and God give you Godspeed. Traveling mercies on your way. Take care.